This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I didn't watch a lot of the Twins game yesterday. I saw that play. Jorge Alcala, who, by the way, it just isn't that good. I mean, he's brutal or brilliant, but he's brutal enough that he's not that good. So I saw that.
The wild throw, that was Topa, though, right? Wasn't that Topa?
Oh, that was Topa. But
it's hard to keep straight when every single pitcher we have has thrown her over the first baseman.
Wait a second. Was that Topa?
I'm pretty darn sure.
Dexter's. Was that Topa? Or I saw Topa give up the hit. I think that's Jorge. So I saw that. And then Willie Castro just throws the ball at the guy at second base. I don't think that works. I mean, I get it when we all played. You know, we only had a certain amount of guys or gals, whatever you had. And you know, you would kind of maybe throw to the base, and that would count as an out. Willie Castro just threw the ball at, I don't know who it was, Mookie Wilson.
Vientos. Vientos was the guy's, I can't remember his first
name. I don't think it works if you just throw the ball at the guy.
It's kickball rules now at Target Field. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Underrated, by the way.
You good on kickball?
I haven't played kickball in 100 years, but...
Were you strong as a kicker, a defender, or both?
Elite.
Okay, PJ.
Kickball. Do we still play kickball?
I think we do.
Are there adult kickball leagues in Minnesota?
Oh, guaranteed there are.
I saw today in your Star Tribune that there's an adult Easter egg hunt at the Hewing Hotel for cocktails and food. At first, I thought, adult Easter egg hunt, what are we doing? And then if it's just a drink and have fun while you're at Hewing, which, by the way, also properly rated. Very, very fun place downtown. Dave, if Lindsay said we're going Saturday, we're dropping the kids off at the families, we're going on an adult Easter egg hunt, where would Dave Harrigan stand?
What's in those eggs? There better be cash.
Yeah, there better be cash. There better be trips somewhere.
That would be good.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in for an adult Easter egg hunt.
Let me read from Bobby Nightingale's piece in the Star Tribune, by the way, the gamer from last night.
Yeah.
Topa induced a slow roller back to the mound field. The comebacker airmailed the throw to first base. Moving downwards, Twins reliever Jorge Alcala, one inning after Topa's throwing error, whipped a wide throw to first base to move Acuna up to extra base. So, you know, it's hard to keep in track, like I said, when they're all doing it. When every opportunity. Have we had more errors with pitchers throwing to first than actual outs converted?
Well, maybe it was in the same gamer that I read, or maybe somebody asked, don't we have like 6 errors from the pitcher so far this year?
Yeah, it's a bogus number, whatever it is. It's insane.
17 games and 6 pitching errors? My God. They are just bleeping dreadful. And yeah. I know this is being played at Target Field right now. I got to tell the truth. If you want to find lollipops and cotton candy, listen to another show on the station.
They'll, go on your adult Easter egg
hunt. They'll dress it up. I'm just going to tell the truth. You're awful.
Did we skip the what they call the PFPs in spring training? Pitcher's fielding practice?
I guess Willie had a different one where there's not someone at second base. By the way, the guy's standing on second base. Jerry Kuzman is standing on second base, and Willie, our guy, just throws the ball at him.
The umpire called him safe, by the way. I didn't notice. The umpire still puts the arm out.
He did.
Like, we had a question.
You can't. By the way, if he was not standing the base, that's not a legal play. You can't just throw the ball at him, and that's an out.
Okay, it's not an out, but you can throw it at him. We've learned that.
I guess you can. Does Rocco need to have, like, the most rudimentary? They should, you know what? They should be at Target Field right bleeping now. Rocco talked about it the other day. They need a jolt. Danny Miranda down. That's, get out of here. That's not a jolt. And again, the name that comes up is Trayden Correa. What's he hitting right now? Is he hitting a .150 right
it's
now?
Not good.
He's in a .150. He's going to make 30 plus the next 3 years. Then the contract gets into a vested situation, and it's still 2015, something like that. He failed two physicals. He then, after failing physicals, has had the plantar fasciitis, both feet. What would you get? And again, Carlos Correa has had a tremendous career, and when healthy with the Twins, has been a great player. Not this year. He's been pathetic at the plate. I got it, 17 games. I still think he's going to be a very good player. But I keep seeing trade him. What would you get for him right now?
Well, first of all, you're being a little tough on him. 150, no, he's hitting 153.
Okay.
153. 9 for 59 is 153. On base percentage, 219. So that's good.
The team's hitting 200, right?
Yeah, it's brutal. And I'm talking about it with a friend this morning. Sorry, you've built a lineup around three guys, Correa, Buxton, and Lewis, who are, you don't know who's going to show up.
Yep.
Sorry.
Well, by the way, two of them have been there.
Yeah.
And
they've been awful.
Yeah. I know Buxton's had some moments. He's also striking out 40% of the time.
Yes.
Probably not good.
Yeah. I just mean it's guys that are unreliable, whether they're on the field or specifically early in seasons, Mr. Correa. This is time after time after time where April's been a disaster.
Yeah, he starts in a disastrous way. And we set it yesterday. We set the over-under yesterday at 5,000 actually in the ballpark. By the way, clicked on it enough, it was under. I know they announced non-pandemic, the lowest crowd ever at Target Field.
10,000 and change.
They announced it. I mean, what was in there? 4,000? 3,000? And again, it was not a good night. It's raining out. It's windy. It's a night to go home and watch the Masters again. It's a night to go watch Rory again. You know, but they have reached such apathy. I don't remember a team in recent sports lore in town which reached apathy this fast. Because it's lingering. It's what was Jim Polat's line to Chipper a couple of years ago? Wasn't colossal failure. What was it? Complete meltdown. What was the line?
All systems failure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
They got it going.
Complete. Yeah, whatever it was. It's Minnesota sports fans have disdain for the Twins that's different than every other team.
They do.
It's unbelievable. And it's maybe it's earned. You know,
whether
it's
some believe it is.
Poll ads and payroll for all the years of complaining.
Right.
But it's, you know, if the Wild are bad, and part of it's time of year too. If the Wild are bad, well, we move to the. Yeah, they're the Wolves.
Yep.
Wolves are bad, same thing.
Right.
Vikings are bad. Well, at least we've got the Wolves and the Wild starting up here in
October.
They'll
even watch the Vikings, though. They're there no matter what.
That's true, for some point. But the Twins, man, having a bad ball club all summer long
is
think
about
death.
Tomorrow, right? I had a couple meetings that, because Twins came tomorrow. I had a couple meetings that are scheduled. I'm trying to get a couple other things going. La-di-da, good for me. I'm thinking about maybe going, right, because it's going to be 60. I don't know how much the game I'm watching. I'm going to socialize and walk around. But they're losing that also. You know, they're losing. Okay, I want to get to another – well, I want to give that other story more time. I want to give the debate on Tim Walz and cutting, eliminating, busing for private schools. I think we need to give this a little longer ramp then. By the time we come back, it's 6-7 minutes, and we want to get to Adam. So let's maybe get to that at 105. He gets very upset.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to.
We have
we're
to.
Obligated
we're required. He gets very upset. I get a lot of texts if we don't get to him right on time. So let's stay with the Twins. Describe in one word your interest in the Minnesota Twins right now. We like the one word one. Did we invent that? Not even close.
No.
Not even close. One word, describe your interest in the Minnesota Twins. I like baseball. There's a lot of people over there I enjoy. The ballpark is great. They finished 12-27. They're now 5-12. That's 17-39. That's not easy to do. That is not. I mean, you're a great hitter if you're 17-39. But what is that right around? What are you, like 38%, 37%? Where are you at here?
Not strong.
What is your interest in our ball club? We're the home of the Twins. We just tell the truth. I'm super happy they're on this station. But we're not going to blow smoke. We're just going to tell the truth. It's 20 past 12, 651 461-9226. You know what the Twins probably need? They need to have this sheet in front of them. And I really don't need the sheet. Every player needs to go pay and buy Pella windows and doors. That'll change their mojo. Rocco. We tried to get Rocco on. He told us he was too busy throughout. You know what, Rocco? He should make time. He enjoys visiting with us. He let us know that. Maybe Rocco needs to change his own mojo and come on with us every couple weeks. Pella windows and doors. I love it. I'm moving, finally. Lived in this neighborhood for 25 years. It's been a great neighborhood. But when I moved, I made sure the house I was moving into, Pella windows and doors, after living in the house for 20-some years with Pella windows and doors. They're that good. They completely changed my house last year, in particular my kitchen area, and then updated about 7-8 windows. But they have fantastic warranties. They've been in business for 100 years. That means excellence. That means quality. That means the great warranties, which I mentioned, and great follow-up. How about just having them out, and it costs you zero? What's the downside? You find out you have a great Pella team member come out, take a look at your house. They didn't tell me I had to replace every window. They weren't going to lie to me. They were just, okay, here's what we can do here and there. They'll do the same for you. Cost you nothing. Or you want to go to a showroom, Plymouth or Woodbury. Right now, the great deal in April is this, and it's really good. $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. Do it now. PellaNorthland.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The music Adam Carter plays at his house? Since he's the oldest 50-year-old ever?
Hey, everybody!
What do we got here? What's our theme?
Oh, it's a tax day. It's tax day. We got tax music. Gene Autry leading the way. And this is the newest song we'll play all day.
Yeah. I think we got two shows on this. Well, we got three shows on the station really that try very vigorously to play against the demo. This is you going back to the bread and butter right here with Gene Autry.
Hey, you know, just give the people what they want, Chad.
Oh my God! All right, Twins baseball and kickball part of the topics here right now. I bet Trump is a heck of a kickball player. Of course he is. He's the greatest kickball player ever.
Loves kickball.
Loves it. The Adult Kickball League sounds like a good idea. I'll contact all the physical therapists and chiropractors for sponsorship. My daughter was in the co-ed kickball league at UW-River Falls just a couple years ago. Somebody asked about Major last Friday. We love the People podcast. Major was not on because I was sick, and the Major also heckled me, assuming I was just milking it.
Oh, very quickly heckled you.
Oh, yeah.
All in on Masters flu.
I, Friday afternoon, did not watch the Masters. I recorded it. And started at about 5:30 because I was sleeping. That's the truth. I was cough-a-palooza. But I don't fault anybody for questioning me that all of a sudden I'm out when the Masters is coming up. But no, not correct. A bunch of people talking about Rocco. Okay. I think Rocco is a very good manager. I do. I'm not calling for it. But I get it. I get when people go, first of all, a lot of people go there irrationally. A lot of people go with the cliche, well, what are we going to do? Fire 25 guys? By the way, your guy in charge of the baseball operations, he's also in charge of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I don't think right now Rocco should be fired. But he cannot escape responsibility. You can't just say, because I think he's very good, that, well, now that they're 17 and 39, it's all the players' fault, and he doesn't have to own some of this. Because there's a long list of Hall of Fame coaches and managers who have been fired. You know, Falvey fired Molitor. I will never agree with that decision. I think he scapegoated him. I think it's a testament to Paul. And also Derek as a person that Paul came back and is a part of the organization. But that was also Derek wanting his own guy.
Yep.
That was their worst offseason that Falvey and Levine had. They just had, and Paul, who I think is a brilliant baseball guy, just had nothing in front of him. So guess what? Paul took the hit because the players weren't that good, and Derek wanted his own guys. If this continues, they can't just call up if Austin Martin gets healthy. You know, they can't, you know, do things on the edges. They would have to do something dramatic, but dramatic is fire the manager or trade one of your big names. And because, as you said, your three biggest names by far on this team are the three guys you have no idea how often they're going to play. And then right now, Buxton and Correa are off to, well, Correa's been disastrous. Buxton has had two or three games where you really like him. Outside of that, he's been Correa-like. And Rice is hurt all the time. So what would you get for any of them? Nothing like commensurate when they're really going well. So I don't fault people for saying bringing that up. I don't think it's going to happen, but if you told me a release came out today, would you be shocked?
I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't also expect Carlos Correa to all of a sudden start hitting 400. I don't think that's Rocco's fault that he can't put the bat on the ball and find a hit.
I mean, when this many guys, when they're hitting 200, let's just stay with that. Is that really Rocco's fault?
No. It's not his fault that the pitchers can't make a throw from in front of the mound to first base either. These are professionals. They should be able to do that every dang time.
Yes. And by the way, the starting staff of late has been fabulous.
Yes.
What if they stunk? I guess they just would keep losing. Among the words, zero, your interest in the Twins right now. Zero, strike, always, disappointed, blasé, none, dead, dysfunctional. By the way, what we're looking for with Jim Polad to Chipper, total system failure. That's what's going on right now.
Yep.
Ambivalent, unwatchable, mah, zilch. It's not good. Not good at all. Look who's here. Look, did you bring us a treat or anything? I mean, coming in for asking. You must have something.
Lights on in here. What are you, moody? I mean, what we got a lava lamp going here? What's going on?
I thought you were going to bring some ganj and we'd smoke right here. Ask Adam anything before we take the break. Has someone smoked pot in this studio before? What's your guess?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely, yes. Right, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah. How about this? A member of the staff now, without naming names, do we think someone on the staff now has smoked pot?
Does it have
in
to
here?
Be actually smoking it or popping a gummy?
If it's popping a gummy, I think I'm 99% yes.
I am too.
Yeah. You?
Gummy, yes. Smoking, I say no. No current member.
Did the dark man smoke pot in here?
I don't know about it. He had to. I know,
he must.
I know where he did when he was here, but yes.
In the alley over there?
In the stairwell, I think.
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, in 2047, when we finally get the regulations, will it be legal for us just to smoke right in here?
No, because the Indoor Air Act, I think, still applies.
Yeah. There won't be an Odyssey radio exception?
We're getting rid of the indoor. Look, our air is too clean.
Pollution.
Bring it back.
Unnecessary. You know what pollution is? DEI. Ask Adam Anything is next. Let's go. An onslaught of texts and phone calls. That's what we'd like. 651-461-9226.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can let them know I'm here, too. I'd take one of those care packages. I am available for the care package. I got a couple for you, and then we'll get to a lot of text. I reached out to a great friend today, and I totally forgot it was his birthday.
Oh.
Was there something instinctively in me that told me to call Kevin? I've been meaning to call Kevin. Great friend. He's just, we just don't see each other as much right now.
I bet you there's probably something triggered and said.
Think so?
Yeah.
Dave, do you think something triggered? It was just a total coincidence.
No, I'm going to say divine intervention.
I am too. I probably saw this on Twitter.
And it's tax day, so you probably at some point associated tax day with his birthday.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I probably saw this 850,000 times on Twitter that Ken Griffey Jr. was taking photos at the Masters, and then saw it 847,000 that these were just amazing photos. I got to be honest. They're no better than me.
I saw two of them, and I thought at first, I'm like, oh, those are good photos. And then I'm like, probably a real photographer. No, I shouldn't say a real photographer. Or I would say, would point out why they aren't as great as.
Yeah. It was. Again, they're fine. But we're not turning Ken Griffey Jr. into my guy Carlos Gonzalez at the Star Tribune, who is an artist.
I was going to go Ansel Adams.
Yeah. I mean, well, you're a little more la-di-da than me. I'm going to go my guy Carlos. But or Jerry Holt, another brilliant photographer at the Tribune. It's just, I think sometimes we try too much when we find out somebody has another skill outside their lane, because I'm going there again. Bradley Cooper with the Maestro. I never even saw the Maestro, did you?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I liked it.
That he trained for 6 years to gesticulate with his arms. I could do it now. Yes or no? Yes or no?
You're saying that you could have done that.
I could have skipped the 6 hours, spent more time with Gigi Hadid and the other babes that Bradley had, and made more cheesesteaks at his place. Come on. He's just... And it was all close-ups of him, right? All the pictures I see.
It was the greatest scene in the movie when he's
99.
Conducting this.
Okay. 99.99% of us have no idea. And if he's really doing it right. And by the way.
Get Osmo on the phone.
Okay. Osmo Vanka.
Vanska.
Vanska. In practice, you're better than me. Without a doubt. When it's go time, if Osmo has trained him.
When it's go time. That's what Osmo says before he steps up. It's go time.
How would he say it,
tap,
though?
Tap, tap, tap.
Was he Finnish? Give me a little Finnish accent here.
It's go time.
When it's go time, be honest. They're not looking at him. You think the guy's on the violin and he's like, he's paralyzed with fear until Osmo points at him and then just magically. Harrigan, you're with me, right?
I think the conductor of any orchestra or symphony is vital to their success.
In practice.
Vital to success, practice, performance.
Get out of here.
No, I've seen Whiplash. Yeah. I don't want to get on their bad side.
Right. All right.
Not my time.
Yeah.
Not my time.
Yeah.
Are you leading or trailing?
That is a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
That was, you know, we all were familiar with J.K. Simmons, but not that J.K. Simmons.
He's the insurance guy on the commercials.
And he was the funny guy. Yeah. He was just kind of the goofball. And Miles Teller.
Oof.
Miles Teller, pretty damn good.
Yes.
Right? Should he be an even bigger star than he is right
Probably.
Now? Probably. You know? He'll do fine. Hey, Adam, due to the high cost of eggs, would it be acceptable to cancel Easter? That's a bold statement. Canceling Easter.
I think you cancel Easter based on egg problems, but you're
criticizing a listener of ours for asking you a question.
I'm suggesting a different option,
wow,
including marshmallow eggs. We had that today as one of our quick takes about how they're stepping up with marshmallow eggs, and you can decorate those instead.
Let's just review. Peeps are absolute garbage, correct?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
We're all agreeing. Peeps. How about a potato? We want to have potatoes instead of the eggs?
I read that's being done.
The potatoes?
A lot of people coloring potatoes this year.
Yeah?
Can you still bake a potato if it's been colored?
I think you can do that.
I'd rather have the baked potatoes and then the deviled eggs.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Deviled eggs?
I do. No, I like deviled eggs.
Oh,
do? I love baked potatoes, so I think it'd be a great. Have you ever done a baked potato bar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. It's great. Yeah. Okay, what's the ideal Adam Carter baked potato is what? Just butter and salt? Is that what you're at?
No. I do like butter. It's one of the only times I like sour cream. I think sour cream is appropriate on a baked potato. Not on Mexican food, but on a baked potato.
Yes, it is. How long have you hated Mexican people? Is that what this is?
With my taco bowl and the thumbs up. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
By the way, most of you are criminals, yeah, but happy Cinco de Mayo.
Bacon bits. Real bacon bits.
How about real bacon?
Yeah, real bacon chopped up and put onto the
bacon.
Okay,
so that's your side. I thought you meant like.
And chives.
Chives?
Cheese?
Cheese.
I don't know. It's unnecessary.
So are you, some people say. I mean, come on. You got to have cheese.
Like I said, the most overrated part of a cheeseburger is the cheese.
That's right.
Lunacy.
I mean, that is just lunacy. People keep asking about Pete and Dave. The station made a change. On the huddle, they made a change. Finance is part of it. Pete and Dave, both wonderful individuals.
You're here.
They're both still on the station. Mm-hmm. Dave was on last night with Jason. Pete's on a lot. I've known Pete for decades. They're great. By the way, I've heard Corzo multiple times. I've heard Corzo forever, primarily KSTP. Corzo is excellent.
Yep.
Right? Again, I don't think it ever should have been called the huddle. Everybody knows where I stand on that. It's probably the only disagreement I've had with Brad. That one just bugged me. How come the city of Edina has four water towers? Does the city of Edina have four water towers? That's a lot.
That sounds about right, I think.
Yeah, what's average for a municipality? I don't know.
I know South St. Paul has three, I believe.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Maybe I'm underselling. Okay, like how many? Minneapolis, what's our guess then? How many water towers?
A bunch,
thank you. Like Angie Gregg, we'll let you know soon.
I can't think of a water tower in Minneapolis
right now.
I was going to
say, like the conventional-looking water tower.
No, I can't think
of one. I can't think of one either.
Where do we stand on when they dress up and make the water tower look a little different? Pro or con?
Pro.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Pequot. Or, yeah, Pequot.
Oh, yeah.
It's the bobber.
Yeah, the bobber. Pequot. Tremendous.
Yes.
Outside of our boy Robbie Berkland. Get him out of there. The de facto mayor, get him out of there. My boy, Robbie. Hang on. Back to you in a little bit. You can use Stretch Lab.
Oh, sure.
Yeah? I'm sure they have one out your way.
I got
way.
Into my car the other day, and I like tweaked my hip just getting into my car.
This is where you need to go to Stretch Lab. 11 locations. For me?
11.
11. Drove by the one in Plymouth multiple times, and I said, what am I doing? I need to go. That was in 2019. There was a very brief pause for COVID, but ever since then, over and over and over again. They will work with you, whether it's the hip. Dave talked about his hamstring. I got the horrible rib situation. We're apparently breaking down in this show. You might have a 17-year-old who's a shot putter. I don't know. You might have a 25-year-old who's a great tennis player. You might be 37 and you just love to run. You might be like me, getting ready to try to play some golf on a regular basis, and I'd like that 7-iron. I like that 5-iron to go a little better. I don't want that back to grab me. StretchLab.com, if you go there now, half off your first visit. 11 places to go. I love it. StretchLab.com.
This is Johnny Paycheck.
You know it is.
Is that his real name, you think?
Johnny? I think it's actually John.
All right, let's get to your text here. Estimate your batting average as a kid playing backyard baseball.
We did in the front yard on the driveway with a tennis ball.
Yep.
It's great because, like, the houses across the street, including the Stalocks, who were directly across the street, had, like, the tiered roof, and it was perfect. Like, you had the upper, upper deck and then the lower upper deck, and we used to just jack them up onto the roof.
If you didn't have a place to go, you missed out. We, about three blocks from my house, there was a church, and they had a huge yard, and we would play. Sometimes we play tennis ball, but you get it too far. A lot of times we play with the wiffle ball.
Yep.
And it would be the monster. We would say you had to hit it left to second base, and it was in play, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
You know? Now, did you play much wiffle ball as a kid?
Not a lot. Nope. It was usually with the tennis ball, or the Nerf had a baseball, too. A Nerf baseball was pretty solid.
One of my favorite memories at ASU is this fraternity house would have a wiffle ball tournament once a year. And whether you're in the fraternity system or not, you could play. It was packed. And they had just the prime setup.
Yeah.
And guys were really good.
Oh, sure.
They were taking it serious.
No, we were back in the on Deerwood Drive. We were wooden bats, too. We had wooden bats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Purists.
I didn't realize Ty Cobb was with us. Adam, how do you handle criticism? That's a fair question, right? That's a good question.
I brought it up today with, you know, like, I don't think anybody likes to be criticized. As long as it's done respectfully and it's, if it's somebody you trust, and then, yeah, it stings still, right? I don't think anybody just accept, you know, says, oh, that's fine. But, yeah, if it's somebody you trust and is in a position where they have the credibility to say something, absolutely. And it's respectful, you know?
That's it. And in this position, right, we get it's a part of the territory.
Yeah.
You know, and again, if it is of a just a reasonable nature, and it's not just, it could be condescending, it could be tone deaf, whatever it might be. Then if you're overreacting to that, then really to me you're in the wrong business.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have our sensitive spots, you know, and there's no doubt I do. In life, in our real life, if you're not willing to listen to people close to you who care for you, who are providing constructive criticism, and they're not doing it to be mean, but they're doing it because they care for you and love you and want to help you, then you're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's just like a Trump cabinet meeting, and it's just, dear leader, you're amazing, you're really missing out.
Yes.
You know, so now if it's, okay, here's my list again. Okay, I had five yesterday, here's five more today, and it's one of your loved ones.
Yeah.
No, you don't want that, but there should be some stuff going on. What lake in Minnesota brings forth your best fishing memories?
Ooh.
And why? Oh, there we go. Susie's here.
Best fishing memories on a lake in Minnesota. Probably just because of the sheer numbers of times I've been on the lake and with tremendous amounts of success in years past. Probably Mille Lacs.
Mille Lacs.
Yeah.
If you could only have, I'm reading all sorts of texts, excellent texts coming in. If you could only have one Minnesota sports team wins the next championship, who you got?
I've always said my favorite Minnesota sports team is the Twins.
They're close.
But one of these days, you got to want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl, don't you?
It would be the biggest party by
far. Oh, of course.
Right. Nothing would compare. What is your favorite cigar to smoke while fishing or at the campfire up north? Are you much of a cigar guy?
There was a time a few years back when I got into them a little bit, and there were a couple. Ashton always had a good one that I liked.
What do you think about restaurants that have tax day specials?
I don't really think about right? them all that much. I mean, good for you to try to
draft people. Dave, why not?
Sure.
If you're bringing people in and there's something there. Let's see. Of course, he done has four. Tap, Wealth, Fluoride, and Sparkly. Yes.
Perrier.
Yes. Let's see. Adam, will the lawn darts be coming out for the graduation open house at your mom's house?
They're probably still there. I'll guarantee you those jarts are still in the garage somewhere.
It's a great game. Yeah. Do kids still play? Do adults still play jarts?
Not the real kind. You can't find them anymore.
No, they've moved on to bean bags.
They're too dangerous? Yeah, is that the idea? Well,
the story, I put one through my neighbor's trunk of his car.
What did you
never
do?
Told.
It's a bad throw.
I was by myself.
You were a
usual.
Catcher in high school, and you told me you were
pretty
good?
Catching jarts? I mean,
you threw this.
Them up in the air to see how far I could get them to jam down into the ground, and I really ripped one up, and it started fading and fading, and I'm like, oh, no, and all of a sudden I heard this. Poof.
Not good.
Right through the trunk.
You want to mention the
Oldsmobile.
The name now?
Mr. Kippers, I'm sorry.
Mr. Kippers, Adam's dead to you. Thank you. Lynn is Construction Time Check. Time for us to stop talking. Time to upgrade your home. With new siding, get free installation labor from Lindus. Offer ends end of the month.